This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In news headlines, there's only one story today, and it's power. What's off? What's on? Where? When? And why? And how does electrical power transform into political currents? More details later today on All Things Considered. Now we're going to Newark, California, and Dr. Andrew Coburn. He's chief scientist for Risk Management Solutions. This is a company that analyzes emergency systems in cities around the country. Hello, Dr. Coburn. This is like a massive fire drill as far as you're concerned.
Yes. I mean, we're obviously very interested in the way people respond to an event like this. It has big lessons for how systems would be impacted by a big earthquake or a terrorist attack of some type, and we build those back into our models to understand the overall impact.
This morning, as you were thinking about what has happened, how would you grade the response thus far?
Oh, I think we're looking at a very excellent response in this particular situation. There are kind of precedents where there was, in 1977 we had looting and riots as a result of blackouts on the East Coast, but here we've seen a very well-behaved and very orderly procession. We've seen pretty exemplary response by the Department of Homeland Security, certainly giving this a big alpha, I think, in terms of response capability.
What do you think accounts for the difference in behavior between now and 1977, when there was a lot of trouble with the blackout in New York City?
Yeah, I mean, there are obviously very different kind of social conditions and a lot of prep work that has gone on in public education, I think, post 9/11. We're seeing a lot of preparedness, a lot of investment, and some pretty thoughtful procedures being carried out to design response systems to a terrorist attack particularly. So, I think there has been a lot of investment by society in thinking about this problem.
One thing that has occurred to us here is that a terrorist looking at what has happened here might begin thinking, or perhaps they already were thinking, but this would in some way have them thinking even more, that they shouldn't be trying to shoot down jetliners with shoulder missiles, as with the arrest earlier this week, but rather attacking the power grid because it's vulnerable. This shows it's vulnerable.
Absolutely, absolutely. We know terrorists in the past have paid very careful attention to media reports and to the ideas that they would get from natural accidents. They would be looking at this and saying, yes, there's some vulnerabilities, the fragility of the system that's been demonstrated here, all the interlinkages, the how the power supply drives linkages of the transport networks and the total disruption that can be caused. They would definitely be identifying that as a vulnerability. So we would expect terrorists to be looking at this with some interest, yeah.
So good news, federal, state, and city response to this situation, very, very good in your opinion. Bad news, more vulnerabilities revealed and made evident to all.
Absolutely.
Andrew Coburn, Chief Knowledge Architect at Risk Management Solutions, thank you.
You're welcome.